Morning, it's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews. This is Life Church Daily Podcast. I hope you had a fabulous bank holiday weekend despite the wet weather of yesterday. I was thinking about this morning's podcast, and there are various words that I guess could summarise what I'm about to share with you. And some of those words I've narrowed down to popularity, fascination and gathering. And maybe by the end of it, you can attribute one of those words to this daily thought, or maybe all of them apply. And so it came from reading a book that I'm reading at the moment by Dave Trott, and it's called The Power of Ignorance. But in it, there's just really lots of factual information about things and about people. And sometimes when I read it, it tends to lead me into scriptures of the Bible, or close assimilation to things that have happened in the Bible to things that are pointed out in this book. And so I was reading about it and came across one of the pages where he talks about famous paintings in the world. And he starts talking about back in on the 21st of August 1911, how until that day and time, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre on that day. And prior to that, this painting had really been nondescript. It was hung on the wall just like any other painting, but it never really gained popularity, or there was no real fascination or intrigue into this painting until the moment it was stolen. And it was recovered when the thief tried to sell it on the black market, and it was returned back to the Louvre. And following that, what we see is the then popularity that came from that event in everybody, and something like 6.5 million people every year now go just to visit to see the Mona Lisa. And then he goes on to say also that the same thing happened at a National Gallery in Caravaggio's exhibition. And in that exhibition, the star exhibit was the painting of the Supper of Emmaus. And the crowd was 7 deep, and people had to wait ages to get a glimpse at it for a few seconds. Yet prior to that, this painting had again just remained on permanent display without any real attention. But what caused it to become interesting was down to the fact that the lady who was selling the tickets to the exhibition had arthritic fingers, and she took so long to actually sell the tickets and distribute the tickets out that people started to wait and formulate a queue, and the queue just seemed to get bigger and bigger. And because of this attributed intrigue, and more and more people joined to the point where the queue went around the block. And as I was reading this, I thought, wow, this reminds me of Jesus, you know. When Jesus came 2,000 plus years ago, when God sent him as his work of art, as his masterpiece to the earth, he sent him, and he was, you know, he was groundbreaking, wasn't he? He was. But why? And here is this guy who's come to earth. He's the Son of God. He professes to be the Son of God. He becomes a healer, and he travels from village to village, and he is sharing the gospel. He is proclaiming that he is the Son of Man. He is raising people from the dead. He is covering ground greater than any other man who has walked this earth has covered. And so because of this intrigue, the word spreads from village to village. And as he goes from village to village, crowds gather. Now, when we look at the Bible, there are just loads and loads, over 35 verses, I think, of where it talks about the crowds gathering. It says in Luke chapter 14, verse 25, "Now large crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them." Matthew 19, verse 2, "And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there." Matthew chapter 20, verse 29, "And as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him." And so during his ministry, beyond the disciples, people gathered to follow this man, this masterpiece from God. Why? Because just like the Mona Lisa and just like the other painting, the Supper at Emmaus, these were extraordinary pieces. These had intrigue. These had fascination. They told a story. And the legacy lives on. And this is the same today for Christians and with Jesus and to whom we follow. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and may you have a great day ahead. Bye.